Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of July 2019. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has increased the income tax rate to 3% for those earning 2 crore rupees to 5 crore rupees and to 7% for those above 5 crore rupees. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has informed there is no change in the income tax slabs being followed currently. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has informed that TDS will be levied on over 1 crore rupee bank withdrawal meant to discourage cash transactions. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has levied a special excise duty of 1 rupee per litre on petrol and diesel. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has informed that companies having turnover of less than 5 crores rupees will have to file GST quarterly returns. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has informed that now Aadhaar and PAN can be used interchangeably. The Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has presented her first budget and the second woman after Indira Gandhi on behalf of the new government today. Supreme Court has put an interim stay on the execution of 7 death row convicts, who gang raped and killed a mentally challenged woman in Rohtak. Supreme Court has convicted 12 accused in the March 2003 murder of former Gujarat Home Minister Heran Pandya. All have been sentenced to life term. Supreme Court has sought reply from R. Venkataramanan, a former managing trustee of Tata Trusts, on an appeal of Shapoorji Pallonji Group challenging the quashing of its defamation case against him. Supreme Court has asked the central government to formally place its stand in the court on a petition seeking to quash some 358 mining leases, which have allegedly been extended or renewed by passing the auction route in mineral, rich Odisha and Karnataka. Supreme Court has noted that a reserved category candidate cannot seek accommodation in or migration to general seat, after availing of the age relaxation in the selection process. The court upheld the Gujarat High Court order, which ruled the candidates who have already availed of the age relaxation benefit by virtue of belonging to a reserved category cannot be permitted for consideration in the general category. Their cases will be restricted to reserved category. CCR has said that it had ordered an investigation into how Maruti Suzuki control discounts its dealers could offer. Car makers at times set a limit on discounts to ensure there is no price war among dealers, but law says the practice, described as resale price maintenance, is prohibited if it causes appreciable adverse effect on competition in India. Lok Sabha has passed the Aadhaar and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2019 with Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad asserting that the proposed amendment was strictly in compliance with the Supreme Court order and was completely voluntary. The bill seeks to amend the Aadhaar, Targeted Delivery of Financial and Other Subsidies, Benefits and Services, Act, 2016 and further to amend the Indian Telegraph Act, 1885 and the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, 2002. Delhi High Court has sought response of the Centre and AAP government on a request seeking action against carpooling mobile apps like Quick Ride which are operating in the national capital. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the Delhi Chief Secretary to furnish a status report about compliance of its order to enhance the Forest Department's staff strength and providing proper infrastructure and equipment to its officials. NGT passed the order after noting that no such report has been submitted despite the 25th of March order of the tribunal. Bombay High Court has slammed investigating agencies for giving excuses and not taking the probe in the murder of activist Govind Pansare and rationalist Narendra Dabholkar forward. The High Court has now directed the state to extend help to the agencies to facilitate the investigation. Delhi High Court has directed the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, to constitute a medical board to examine the feasibility of terminating pregnancy of a woman who is 25 weeks pregnant and wants an abortion as the fetus suffers from enlarged kidneys and may not survive. Calcutta High Court has directed the State Education Department to pay at least 14,500 rupees as the minimum basic pay of assistant teachers to 11 teachers working on contract at state-aided secondary schools. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has rapped the AAP government over inaction on unauthorized constructions being carried out in South Delhi's Jaunpur and Dera Mandi forest areas. It noted that despite orders being passed on the 11th of December, 2015, for removal of illegal constructions and filing of fresh execution plea, the matter has been pending. Telangana High Court has asked an explanation from the state government for not issuing orders and the steps taken by it to retain the sports quota as per its directions issued on the 24th of August, 2018. Rajya Sabha has passed the Indian Medical Council Amendment Bill 2019. The bill, introduced by Health Minister Harshvardhan, allows for the supersession of the Medical Council of India by a Board of Governors for a two-year period starting the 26th of September 2018.